Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, I texted you yesterday. But. But I realized it was late. I looked at the time and I was like, oh.
So I was on, yeah, I was on IG.
You get a pass.
I was on IG Live and I was ignoring my phone most of the day yesterday. So I've been on it all week. Phone overload is a thing.
That is a thing, yes.
It's nothing wrong with not wanting to be, you know, always on the phone, always available. But you are correct. It is about that time again that we get on the monthly pack of beats.
Yo, I get so excited now. I mean, ever since we got one placement, I've just been ready to go. I mean, I was always excited, you know. I've always loved doing them. So I want to preface that with I've always liked doing the beat packs. I have the same excitement. It's just more exciting now because I realized that our shit actually can get used.
Right. Yeah, that definitely gives you a boost of confidence when, well, I think that goes with anything. When you do something and it's appreciated, and you could do something and just people love, like, yo, that was so good. Like, oh, okay, gives you that little boost.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, okay. That could be with anything, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if you do something nice and your girl is like, okay, that was nice. You're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm on the shit. Yeah, exactly. That is true. Oh, speaking of, you know, appreciating things, I can appreciate a good chicken wing, okay?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about this.
Please, yes, for the intro. Because we always go food in the intro.
Yes.
So, here's my question, is why is it so hard to find grilled chicken wings as opposed to, like, because I like wings, I like the fried ones, they are delicious, but they're horrible for you, like, they're so bad for you, because they're already all skin, you know, and then they're deep fried, and then they got hot sauce, like, it's all these bad things that come together and taste so good. Especially if you put ranch or blue cheese.
Right.
You know, it's just... anyway, so I'm on this quest today to look for grilled wings.
Right.
So I'm trying to find a place that will deliver grilled wings. Because I bought wings last week. I may have even said this on the podcast. I think I said I was going to get... Because I thought La Perilla made grilled wings. So I ordered their wings. They were not grilled.
Oh, damn.
But I ate them anyway because I was like, I mean, I'm not going to waste them. I'm not that kind of person, you know, to, you know, go back to La Perilla and tear the place down, you know.
Be like, what the fuck?
I'm just throwing chicken wings at people. I hate to say this. As good and... I'm not saying this overall, just about them. I was disappointed in the wings.
Wow. Like, well, because they are a Mexican restaurant, so, you know, that's not necessarily... That's what my parents always told me. Never to try to get a dish that's not really a specialty at a restaurant. So, like, you want to get a pizza at a taco place.
Because, right, yeah.
Yeah, so I would give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, they are a Mexican restaurant. So, those wings may just not be their specialty.
It's weird, though, because I've heard good things about La Perilla wings from other people that I trust, and they betrayed my trust.
Yikes.
Anyway, I digress. So, I'm on the hunt for some... Now, here's the other thing you can do, is a grilled chicken or grilled buffalo chicken sandwich. That's something that, think about that. That's, anyway. I think we need to just jump into the podcast.
Let's get
hungry.
Jeez. Yeah. But...
Yo, and yo, it's Simon.
And it's Jay.
And this is a Two Gimps Welcome to a Bar podcast brought to you via the Anchor app. You know, we record, edit, and distribute our podcast on the Anchor app. You go to anchor.fm and get the online version, I guess the website version. Or you just get Anchor on your phone or whatever device you might use. And who produces this thing?
Oh, just Ilkumi LLC.
That is correct. And of course we laugh because I know as soon as I said, I was like, Jay is just waiting, gonna be waiting to see whether I say Simon Killa or not. Well, let's agree. We'll just keep it on a first name basis. So I'll just say Simon.
No, I know, because I would be like, I want to say something, and then I just don't know.
We'll keep that consistent. I feel that sentiment, that yawning sentiment. I've had an interesting week. Like, I've been sleeping really well, which is not like me, which is kind of weird to say.
No, but it's funny.
I still have the insomnia sessions, but no literal insomnia sessions.
That's what I mean.
I get done with my live, and I go to bed, and I'm asleep by, like, 1, and then I wake up to, like, 8:30, like, sleeping all the way through, which is weird for me. I'm dreaming a lot. So I don't know if it's, like, the weather, maybe the cool. Do you sleep? Well, you don't. You have, like, how are your sleep patterns now? Because you used to be an insomniac, like, worked all night and made beats all night, and but you'd get up at weird times, too. Yeah. Well, not only weird to me, but...
Having a girlfriend kind of changes those
things
a little. Yeah, because, like, as much as I want to be up, like, all night, and I have gotten away with some of those nights being able to do that, but typically, she doesn't want to be here for it. Like, hella late. And she's not. And she's already tired, so... I've been trying to get in bed a little after midnight. If at all possible. Just to be a good boyfriend, you know, without getting caught at night.
Is she usually up before you, or...?
Hell no. She's not. I am up. I'm the one that's up, which is surprising. I wake up, I set an alarm for about 9.
Yep.
Yeah. Just because, like, I have been wanting to get up earlier per se, but, you know, we're in chairs, so it's not really that easy to get up without waking someone up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do try to be considerate because it's not just me here. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to condition her to, like, let me wake up way earlier, like I used to, like 5 a.m. and shit like that. Because if I woke up at 5 a.m. and messed with her sleep, she'd just be annoyed for the rest of the day. I try to wake up at 9 because that's like a simple, even if she's still asleep, she's not as aggravated about it because it's 9 versus like 5, you know.
I've never understood, like, it's hard for me to take a nap during the day, certain days, like today I could, but I think it has a lot to do with the weather. When the weather is, like, cloudy and rainy, and I don't have a whole lot to do, I could, you know, just kind of lay back in the chair and take a little nap. But I've actually dated girls that can sleep, like, they can just sleep like champions.
Yo,
like
that's Paul Miller. She can fucking sleep, and I'm like, yo, are you good?
You know, right, you're okay.
Like, yo, are you okay?
Yes. Like, I'm with you on that. And it's like,
and I can't do that, bro. I have a really hard time, like, doing that because I just feel like I'm not really doing anything. if I sleep the whole day, then I kind of have to make up for it just because I feel like I've really not done shit with my day. And that's just me personally because, as you know, as a music man yourself, a lot of shit happens in the music industry at all times of the hour. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's one thing I've had to teach Pamela a little bit, and she's still getting used to it. It's the fact that, like, music industry hours are different than 9 to 5 hours, if that makes sense. Like, when you work at a 9 to 5, typically, you don't have to worry about that job until the next day. Typically. Not at all times. I know everybody has different jobs and, you know, shit that they gotta do. But for the most part, you're not working at a job after hours until midnight.
Right.
Or
it's
you
like,
need to leave that job ASAP.
You know? It's like shift work. You know, it's like if you have an 8-hour shift, you get done and you're done. Right? So many people do that. But I was told people, especially when I had a girlfriend that was living with me, I mean, she kind of understood anyway, but she was kind of a night owl anyway. You know, like, she could sleep, but she was cool with staying up late too, you know? She could hang late. But some people don't understand. They're like, your clients call you at 11 at night or midnight. I'm like, yeah. So I used to get texted 2-3 in the morning. I think you texted me a couple times after midnight.
Yeah, you know, I text you still.
Yeah, I mean, Lorenzo. Yeah, Lorenzo does it. Right. Lorenzo does it. You know, like, it happens quite a bit.
That's the thing.
That's just the nature of the business, though. It's like, and especially when the studios were
popping,
people are. Yes, exactly. When people were in the studio, like, that was like a nighttime place. Like, that's when it really got popping. It's like a party, because you know when people go, like, a lot of people work during the day, but when it's stereotypical when people think we're going in the studio, what time are you going in? It's like, we start maybe 11 or midnight. Like, you start at 11. It's like, yeah. I never understood that, though. I got used to it, but I don't like it.
Exactly. Like, for me, I tell her that all the time because sometimes she'll be like, oh, you have to do that now. And I'm like, listen, if somebody hits me up for an opportunity and I'm not fucking ready to, like, you know, close my eyes, then I'm gonna work on it because one,
right?
People think that opportunities go away just like that. I mean, it's true. Like, depending on the thing, like if someone, like sometimes there is not really a set time for when shit's gotta be done. But if someone's hitting me up, typically if it's not gonna be something that's gonna take me a long time, I just try to get it done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
the thing is, what people don't understand from a music standpoint, there is somebody that can do what you do. You know what I mean? There's always somebody. So if someone hits you up and they're like, hey, can you do this thing? And you decide, oh, well, I want to go to sleep. And you sleep for 8 hours. That's 8 fucking hours. You know what I mean? That's 8 hours of time when you could have been, you know what I mean? So I typically try to, just depending on what it is. Now, it's not every time.
I was going to say, yeah.
It depends on what it is. But if it's something that I perceive, or she is going to be a really great opportunity, then I get it done. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, let me fucking, like, you'll be proud of me. You'll be proud of me because I had to do some beats that were sample beats, and I did it. I got them done, and the person really enjoyed them and is going to use them for some opportunities. And I've worked with this person before, and they've gotten me stuff as well. And so, I was like, dang. But that also goes back to the whole not saying no type of thing when it comes to music shit. Because you know how you always tell me, like, don't say no unless for sure I know I absolutely can't do it. You know what I mean? But,
yeah. Like, at least try it, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, hey. And he really liked them, so that made me feel even better. Because I was like, hey, you know, like, it works out even better because he liked them. And I don't do sampled beats. Like, sample, you know what I mean? Like, actual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that type of shit typically. But then it was so fun. I'm like, damn, I kind of want to do this more.
Yeah, the one thing you gotta be cautious about that though is clearance. So
yeah, well,
make sure whatever they are that they, if they requested, they seek out clearance.
Yeah,
because the producer is the one responsible. So
really, because in a lot of I need your insight on this. Because in a lot of agreements, producer agreements, it says even bigger producers that I know that sell beats online, it has in there that the licensee is responsible for clearing it, not the licensee.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, of course, yeah. If somebody wants to use it, release, but I'm saying if they release it independently or something without obtaining clearance from the original copyright owner, it can get pulled or you know, whatever. It can get pulled easily. But yeah, I mean, if they're doing it for another opportunity, that company has the means to gain, to get clearance. You know, you just have to make sure because you, as the producer, are responsible for it. It is on you if you made the beat.
Gotcha.
So, just, I mean, you'll be fine. Like, you know, you're not doing anything malicious, but it's a possibility. When somebody says, hey, use this, like, sample this, I mean, because I've done it my whole career, too. But I say, okay, but if you're selling this, like, you got to get clearance. The artist has to get clearance. Because if they're requesting that you sample something, that is at their request. So you got to make it known that, like, okay, I'll sample this, but if you want to sell it or go through those channels, you know, you got to handle it right. So, yep. So, it's, yeah, and then there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it.
Well, thank you.
So,
See, you
be
dropping gems on this fucking podcast.
That's right. Well, it's because I've been there and I've just done it for so many years. But that's why I don't sample much.
Yeah, I don't sample like that anymore. I didn't want to have to run into those issues, so I typically didn't sample. I don't sample typically at all.
Yeah. It's really best not to, because then you're just, it just never has to enter your mind, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're, like, worried about, like, oh, this didn't get cleared. I remember, actually, interesting thing, I feel like we may have talked about this before, but we had to do something on a record I produced. Actually, Dee Dee was working for the record label at the time, and I produced this album. What's that?
I just said A, like,
I love her. Like, she's the best. And so we did this song, and we didn't sample it, but we remade it.
Oh.
Like, we remade, like,
oh, so an interpolation? This reggae.
It's interpolation, exactly. And you still have to pay the original copyright owner.
I didn't know that. I found that out through some songs that have, like, big songs. Even though the guy didn't take it directly, he interpolated it from a Sting song.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Keep going. Sorry, I just want to say that.
Yeah, because it's still their, if it's their melody, their whatever, I mean, especially if it's a vocal or anything. Like all that stuff like that Diddy used to do back in the day when he redid songs and stuff, they had to pay money to the original owner because they wrote it. Like, you still, like, I think about you wrote a hook for somebody, it became a legendary song, and then 10 years down the road, somebody remakes it, and maybe the remake is dope, but it's your lyrics. You're damn sure getting paid. You know what I mean? Of course.
Yes.
But the interesting thing we ran into is we did this song, it's a group called Vonnegut that I produced.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about them.
Yeah, we did a song called Shaky Love. And I was like, I didn't know, but when they redid it, the band knew. They're like, oh, well, it's this reggae song called Shaky Love. And theirs was like totally, they were like reggae beat. So, but they redid it, and we redid it. as kind of like this pop rap song, and we couldn't find the original owners. Like, we knew who it was, but we literally could not locate them, like who owned it. But what we had to do was, we had to give them, we had to put what they call an escrow. So that just means a good faith account, meaning like whatever royalties we get for that song, I can't remember. I think we might have put away like 50%. Automatically goes to an account that belongs to the copyright owner whenever we find them.
Wow.
Because we tried to find it. We tried to find the copyright owner and couldn't find them.
Oh, so that's still out there?
Yeah. Yeah, so if they, so that way if they hear it and they said, hey, that's our song, wait a minute, they can contact, you know, whoever needs to be contacted, and they'll say, oh, it's through, you know, Purple Ribbon Entertainment, that's a big boy, and they go to Big Boy's people, and they say, hey, you know, that was our song, and they can go, yeah, no worries, because we got your money right here. Here's what we have for you. And hopefully that's enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, that's dope.
Because you can show that you acted in good faith to try to reach out to them.
Oh,
because we set money aside. We didn't just try to claim all the money. Like, oh, yeah, it wasn't me. But we show in paperwork that percentage belonged to. By the way, this time last week, I was watching the Falcons lose at the last minute, and they're losing again at the last minute.
Damn, to who?
The Chicago Bears.
Well, what's going on with the fucking Falcons, dude?
I said the fuckins. That's what they're called now. Actually, I like to call them the Falcons, but it's F-O-U-L. Falcons. Okay, anyway. That's a bad joke, but I'm not a comedian.
Yeah, I just realized.
By any means. Anyway, going back to what we were talking about with the sleep and the just the week in general. I have a whole lot to do this week, and not having a whole lot to do can be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't feel creative. There were a couple of days I was just like a little too lazy to my standards, you know.
Right.
I like when people go, you deserve a day off. And I'm like, yeah, I don't, like, I'm not working in a factory. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't have any reason to be. Right, I'm not rolling in the house at like 6 at night, covered in oil, you know, and grease and like sweating. I'm like sitting in an air conditioned apartment, you know,
that's
making beats or editing audio.
That's why it was so funny. It's like when I told her to come out. When she's just like, oh, why are you going to make a beat right now? And it'll be late. I'm like, fuck, because I like doing it. Like, and I always tell her, when you find something that you actually like doing, you'll understand why I don't care about time. Because it's just fun for me. Like, when you have fun, you're not worried about, like, how long you've been doing it. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, it's just fun. Like,
yep. I think that's why I would always tell people, imagine, well, I know you haven't done a lot of in-person sessions, but when you do them, when I would do them, I would always say, I think it's something I posted online, I said, you can always tell who's not been in the music business very long by putting on an 8-bar loop and just see how long it goes until someone goes nuts. Because the person that goes nuts first is usually the new person. Because I go, how do you listen to that for 3 hours straight?
Yeah,
you just do. I don't know. Like, it's not a problem. You're thinking and tinkering in your brain, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like it doesn't even bother me. Like, I'll listen to something, and I'll be like, oh, this is great. Just keep listening to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's how it is for most creative people, you know. And I think when you do it for a job, people do that, and how, you know, why do you want to do that? Like, it's late, or it's early, or you got to go. It's like, I like it. I guess it's a weird thing to where we're indoctrinated to think that work has to be disliked. Like, work is like a bad word.
Yes.
The W word.
Yes. Because people say work, and I don't see this as work. I see it as just like, you know, a passion that I happen to make money from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it's weird because when it's something you're good at and you enjoy, you know, and it, I don't know. I mean, it is kind of cool. I don't know. I think the tough thing about it is that, well, the interesting thing about it is it's those jobs that people like to do that people don't perceive as jobs, but it is a job. Think of when people say like art and music, and it can be anything, poetry, it's not art, or it's not a job, or it's not a means of like career. It's like, think about what people do every day. Think about, okay, when, actually, let's do this now for fun. When is music not involved in something? When?
Yeah.
That's a legit question. Like, I mean, I can sit, okay, I'm, you know, when I record these, they usually have the TV on in the background. I'm looking at a commercial. I don't even have to see it to know there's probably music in the background. And then I'm watching a game. There's music at the stadium. There's music when they announce the players. There's music when there's a touchdown. There's music when there's an interception. You know, basketball games, there's a DJ, or, you know, they have the organ player. You know what I mean? Right. Or whatever they do. Like, a restaurant, being in a restaurant, what do they play? They're playing music on the speakers. You're in a grocery store. They're probably playing music. You're in an elevator. They're playing. It's like, it's literally everywhere. So, if that ain't a job, like, that you think about,
I don't know what is.
What if somebody was, and I'm not knocking it, what if somebody was like a nail tech, okay?
Right.
They do nails. You ain't no, you're not getting in an elevator and somebody's doing somebody's nails. Or you go to a movie theater and there's somebody doing somebody's nails. Well, I guess you could. But you know what I mean?
The likelihood of that is
right. Somebody's going to be like, he just picked out nail techs. That wasn't my reasoning. I was just thinking, it could be anything, you know, like, oh, I'm a woodworker, okay, or a carpenter, okay, well, you know, you don't need a carpenter in the theater, you know, or a carpenter what's that guy doing at the corner of La Feria while I'm eating? Oh, he's building a cabinet. Oh, okay.
Ew, that's funny. Yes, anyway.
just like watching someone. But, oh, and other things. But even art, visual art, think about all the graphic design and everything and advertising and entertainment and the creativity in scripting movies or poetry and songwriting, like all these things, like people, what would life be without, like, think about that. Oh my gosh. Think about that. You know how bland things would be?
Yeah.
So that's what it's so undervalued by people.
Music, people in the music industry are just undervalued in general because, you know, and the thing is, I wish we would get rid of, it's the fact having fun should not be a requirement for it to be a job or not. Because I've noticed that because we do enjoy what we do. That people see it as like, oh, well, that's not really work. You should enjoy what you do, or you're fucking wasting your whole ass life. You know, and it's not to roast people, but I know people and see people all the time that hate their job. Hate it. Hate their job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's tons of jobs out out there, bro. There's so many fucking jobs in the world, bro. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, so many jobs. You don't have to stay there. I know people can give me all the reasons. Well, you know, I gotta provide. No one's telling you to quit the day off. You know, look for some jobs first before you quit somewhere. But at the same time, you don't have to be miserable. That shouldn't be a requirement for you to feel like I'm doing a job. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
I love what I do, and... You know, yes, I get paid from it, so it is work, it is how I sustain and the income that I get, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, I was fucking doing this before I even made money from it.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I love doing it.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. It's like, I remember, well, and I would still do this. Which is, it's crappy that you would have to do this. But I've known other people that would do it, too. Is when you've done something for years and years and years, you know, like I have. So say I got paid to mix a song,
right?
And I have a flat fee to mix a song. You know, I typically don't go by the hour because I just go, here's this, and then I give maybe one or two changes, which for anybody out there means I send a mix, I give them two opportunities to suggest any changes, and then I gotta charge more, because if you don't, they'll just go on forever. You have to have a, you know, finish line. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, I remember early on, like, I'm pretty good at mixing, and I'm pretty quick with it, depending on how it was recorded, and because if it was recorded well and edited well, I can do it in a fairly short amount of time. Now, a full-on mix, it's going to take, you know, 8 hours if you're tuning vocals and editing, and you're really just, that's all you do for 8 hours. So that's a pretty good day's work.
Great.
But there have been songs that have been really well edited, really well recorded, and it take me 3 hours, 2 hours. I think I've done mixes in 2.5, 3 hours. But what's messed up is, I've had instances, because I've just done this for so long, you send it to the client, and the first thing they think is, this can't be done. It's like, yeah, it's done. Well, you only spent like 3 hours on it. Yeah, I know, but it's done. Well, there's no way. It's like, yeah, yes.
There is a
way. Listen to it. And because the thing is, when you spent years doing it, you know what you're listening for, you know the techniques. You have your own techniques. You have the ear for it. You've been training forever to do it. That's like if you've been an artist for 25 years and somebody says, hey, draw me a, I don't know, what, anything. Draw me an elephant, okay. And you do it in 2 seconds. And they go, well, how the hell did you do that? It's like, I've been doing this forever.
Great.
I know how to draw this. So it's that thing, but what I had to do when I was young, I'm about to reveal some of the industry secrets. What I used to do is I would do the mix, even if it took me 3 hours. So say I start a mix, if I tell a client, hey, gonna go in, start the mix at 9 a.m., I'd be done by noon. Do you know what time I send that mix?
What time?
About 6 o'clock that night.
Smart.
Because it's psychological.
Yes.
And when you send it at 6 o'clock at night, they go, oh, this sounds really good. And maybe make a couple adjustments. But if you send it at noon, a lot of times people would think, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. Like, it can't be right. It's like, yes, it can be.
Thanks.
Like, just listen to it. Then make the assessment. It's a psychological game. Here's another psychological game I used to play. This one's horrible. But it happens all the time. I would be in mixing sessions and clients would come in to approve a mix. And they go, ooh, yeah, you know what, that lead vocal or whatever, it's too quiet. And I know it's not too quiet because I wrestled with it for like a whole day. So I bump it up. I remember where it was, but I bump it up to where they said it sounded good. They're like, ooh, yeah, right there. And I go, okay, cool. So, like, let's listen to it a few more times. And while we're listening back to it, I ease the vocal back down to where I had it. And they don't see it. And by the end of that, listening to it two or three times, they go, yeah, it sounds perfect now. I go, okay.
Yo, that's so smart. Yeah, because it's all, sometimes it's just all in your head, bro.
Well, it is, and you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, because, like, I have a guy,
you know, but
I have a guy that wants, he wanted a question B, and now I'm on my second, I'm on my third, well, I did, like, one and then two other, you know, I'm having, like, two other options or whatever. Like, he says I went heavy drums. The thing that bothers me about people when they say shit is heavy drums can mean a lot of fucking things. You know what I mean? Like, heavy drums to me can mean something completely different to this person. So, so he also wants the cadence of this other track. But here's the deal. I have to work with it. The beats, the references he sent me before were completely different than this new track that he wants reference for. So that's what is problematic is when you ask for something, and this is just for artists, producers, whoever, be clear about what you're looking for. Because if you send a reference to, let's say, a Britney Spears song, right? But you really want it to sound more like an Eminem song, those are two completely different fucking things. So,
you
have to be clear. So, now when I think about heavy drums from what I listen to, I think more like punchier, maybe snares than using a clap. Like, things that aren't necessarily heavy, but I guess in theory, that would be heavier. So, instead of using a clap, because usually claps are more like light. So,
and
I like to use claps in my beats. But that's what I would think. And I'm sure you would agree. Like, that's what I would probably think about, like, heavier sounding drums is more like a punchier snare, kicks, and shit like that than something that's maybe more light. Yeah. So what I'm saying is people need to be clear with their fucking intentions, especially because you were talking about you've had to do, you know, you do one or two redos and then you charge more. But being clear about what you're looking for is important.
Yeah, when it's custom beats, it's a lot different, actually, because I only do the one or two changes when it's a mix.
Ooh.
When it's a beat, they got to be very specific. Like, I rarely do a second beat, just because I'm like, I need to know, like, I've actually had that recently, where somebody, like, they even gave me a reference, or they said, like, okay, like, they had this song written, and they had a guitar part and a vocal. And it's a client who I love working with. I've been working with him for years. So, and I only say this as an example. You know, I don't feel any kind of way about it, negative or positive, but it's just something that happens. And I said, okay, but here's the thing. When someone comes to you,
you're coming to me for myself.
Yes. Why are you going to that person if they don't make that sound? Find some. Now, here's the thing. You can be versatile.
Yeah.
Because to me, when someone says big drums to me, I actually think like a little throwback kind of East Coast. Because
heavy drums. And you know that.
But what does that mean, though? That's what I'm trying to say is like, does that mean like newer modern, like drum sounds would be like a really grimy 808?
Yeah.
So it's like super crazy? Or is this like a little throwback kind of East Coast, like really like live drums that are really thick,
You know that song,
big,
Get That Bread, like, Get That Head, Then Leave? Have you heard that song? It's pretty popular on TikTok.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had to put those lyrics out for everybody.
We need to talk about TikTok in a minute. I have something funny
as a reference, so now that's what he's looking for cadence-wise. But my problem is, if you hit me up at a custom beat, then I'm considering you like my sound. So don't try to change what I don't typically do. Now, I'm not saying I can't. I'm not saying I won't listen to your references.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still my sound. Like, I can't make what that person made.
Yes.
That person made that beat, and that's what they do. You know what I mean? Like,
it's your, here's the thing. interpretation. Your interpretation.
Yeah.
So here's this is what happened to me. Is and I don't mean it's in a bad way. It happens.
Exactly. We say this. It's not in a bad way. It's just like something.
Yeah. It's just, this is more for producers.
Yeah.
Don't or for artists. Don't waste your time. If you like a beat, find out who made it and see if you can get a beat from them.
Yes.
Or somebody that's like I don't mean to take work out of our pocket.
Yeah,
of our pockets,
I'm fine with that. But I do. Like
right. If somebody likes your beats, I'd rather have them go to you than to come to me and go, hey, can you make me a mini producer type beat? I go to mini producer.
It's the same for you. I wouldn't be like don't come to me. I'd be like, just go to him, bro. Don't go to me.
Right. Exactly. And then it's not a struggle. So, but this person, like, they usually come to me with a song mm-hmm. with, like, a guitar part and a vocal. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a good, I'm a good producer. I can turn that into a song. Even if it's a guitar, even if the song ends up with no guitar, I can hear the song in my head and go,
yeah,
I know
versatile.
How this should go.
Like,
okay.
You can think it's good.
Right. So, but this person came to me with a song idea. It's a dope song idea. And so they give me like a reference guitar and a vocal, and I make the beat around it, you know, my idea. And they're like, can it sound like this? And then they give me two or three references, and maybe one kind of sounds like it, but the others are like
completely different,
in a whole other planet.
Yes.
And I'm like, this sounds nothing like what you say you want.
Yay.
So what's funny is now here's why I knew. I gave them what I did, which I know is the right direction. But then after they gave me these references, I made some adjustments because this is a long time client. You know, we always try to meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, here's how about this? And I already knew what he was going to do. I knew he would go, no. And right, just like I thought he would. He hit me up like a week later. It's like, or not even a week later, a couple days later. He's like, no, I like what you did the first time. I was like, yeah, I know. Okay, no, because I know what I'm doing. So when you do go to a producer, that's why you're going to that producer to trust their vision. Because if you knew how to produce,
thank you. So
just do it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to talk about TikTok for a minute. I forgot what we were even talking about with the beats. Oh, it was okay. Anyway, I thought we went off on a tangent and lost our main goal of that conversation, but I don't think we did.
Nope.
But to close up your situation, yeah, it's like if people come to you, go to that person because you like their beats and get a beat from them, then everybody's happy, and then you're not driving the producer nuts.
Yes.
You know. Plus, it'll be just easier and quicker. You'll get what you're looking for.
Yeah, because this guy waited like two. I haven't heard from him in like 2 weeks or so. So, you know, after that, I'm just kind of like, whatever. But, I mean, I'll do this last request. I'm not in a rush to do it. I'll be honest with you. Because, again, you wait 2 weeks to do some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've already listened to the beat. And, of course, people will tell you, oh, well, I was busy. Well, I'm busy, too.
I don't ever believe that excuse.
Yeah, our time is
if people want to contact you, they will. No, they can do it right away. Like,
yes.
if people don't answer right away, they're sending a signal.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Yeah, you told me a lot about that when I sent beats. Like when I would send beats, I've kind of learned when beats resonate with people because I get a response back. Like,
yep.
So I don't have to be like, oh, what did you think? I already know what they think. If they don't respond to me and I know they listen to it, like they've opened up the emails, then they didn't fuck with
mm-hmm.
me. And that's okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, that, but it helps people if you do reach out to people and go, yeah, I ain't feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I...
But I mean, oh...
Or like, I want to say, like, that to artists, like, if you don't like something, it is okay not to like something. You know? Like,
well,
it's okay.
Yeah. we had an interesting occurrence over the past 2 weeks. Is someone sent Well, we've been working on these collabs for K-Vizo.
Right, nice.
And somebody sent us a really dope song. And they're like, hey, you know, maybe K-Vizo can jump on this. Now, when I heard this song, I was like, maybe, I wasn't sure right away.
If he, like, was a good fit.
If he was a good fit, you know, and the intention was good. And the song was good. And it is good. So, you know, Vizo got it. He did record on it. And I listened to it, and Vizo listened to it, you know, back to it. I was like, what do you think? Because I'm like, this isn't really you. Like, you're more laid back, and this song was, like, super hype. You know Vizo. He's very, he's, like, refined and sophisticated. You know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, rah-rah in your face, you know, and all this shit. Which the song was, and it was dope. But I did go back to the person that sent it to us, the producer, and I was like, it's a cool song, but, you know, it doesn't fit. And we didn't wait that long to say that. As soon as we made that decision, you know, which was a couple of days after he recorded it, I just hit him up and said, do you have something else we can jump on? I don't know why I said we, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I was like, is there something that fits his style? Because this is just not him. Like, he I didn't really even tell them he recorded on it. Because I don't want it out there, you know? It's just like, it's not a good fit. Yeah, but letting people know lets things move forward quicker.
Yes.
Because if I just didn't respond like, oh, well, that didn't work out. Like, they're just giving up real quick.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, you tried one collab with, like, does he have other songs that Vizo can jump on?
Yeah, same thing.
That might, they have more?
Same thing with beats, bro. I sent a guy, and he didn't like him. He didn't say he didn't like him, but I know he didn't like him because he didn't say anything about the beats. So I was like, okay. And I don't chase people. Like, I'm not about to chase you about some fucking beats. Because I'm going to just upload into my beat store and lease them because I know someone will buy them. Just not a copy thing, just how it goes. You know what I mean? That's why I more so like people to tell me if they want the beats or not so that I can sell them if they don't. You know what I mean? That's the only reason.
Yeah.
But funny thing was, I ended up posting a beat, and he liked it. He commented or whatever, and I sent him the video. I was like, hey, could you get on this beat? He was like, yeah, of course. Literally fucking sending the beat, and there we go. You know, but that's the kind of shit we shouldn't, we shouldn't be afraid to tell people, hey, I'm not really fucking with this. This isn't really my thing. And I know in music, people have I just watched a video, because, you know, I always just like to take information and when I can so what I was gonna say is that when a creative person makes something, I know that some people get butt hurt about certain comments, but at the end of the day, this is the music business.
Right. Well, you have to have a thick skin about it. Really. I mean, we talked about it in here before, like, you know, about this. If you're a creative person, it's such a, you know why I think it's tough? I think I just stumbled on something that maybe nobody has ever thought about. The scary thing about the music business is so many creative people are sensitive. That's where the music comes from.
Right.
But also, you have to be thick-skinned. And I think that's why some people find success and stick in it and do well as a business, and some people don't. I mean, it's a theory, you know. But could you see how that makes sense? What I mean is, it doesn't matter how talented you are. That's why I know so many talented people, and I don't know why they haven't made it to, like, being a superstar. You know what I mean? But maybe there's something in them that's so sensitive that any sort of roadblock. By the way, I've been that way before, even though I've done a lot of things, but I've definitely been in positions where I got kind of knocked down a few pegs, you know? And you're like, damn. And, you know, you kind of hurt, you know, like you're hurt emotionally by something. Like, why didn't this work out? Why didn't that? You know, I've been there a couple times in my career, like big things where I was like, why didn't this pan out? Why didn't that pan out? Like, and it can affect you, but I think it's the strong will where you're like, okay, yeah, that did happen, but I'm gonna keep going. Right. And that's why persistence is really the key. So, and that's, you know, that's one thing I've been instilling in, you know, these, well, I don't want to say instilling, because he has it already. Like, you have it. You know, like, it's easy when people already have it in them. You just can help maybe bring it out a little bit more, you know? Because whether or not you know it, like, you and Lisa bring it out of me, too. You just don't know it. You do it passively. Because when I see y'all doing good things, it makes me feel good, you know?
Yes.
Not like, I'm not saying I did it, but you do have that feeling, you share in it, you know?
Yes.
You're like, shit, okay. You know, it's like being happy for your friends when they succeed. It's the same thing. It's like, there's enough to go around. Be happy for them. You had it, whether you believe it or not, you had a small part in it.
Yes.
Whatever it is. So, you know, like I was saying with Vizo, when I started working with him a year and a half ago, he's released, I think, what is the number, maybe 45 songs in that year and a half. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And that was my goal. Because I was like, you're just afraid for people to hear your songs.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid.
Because he wasn't putting out music at first.
I mean, he barely, like.
Yeah.
And he admitted that, too. He was just, I don't know what people think. I'm like, we're not going to think shit if you're just.
Yeah, if you don't put it out.
You know. Right. And by the way, I could be talking to myself saying that sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, when I say
that
anything,
all the time, you got to put out.
Right.
Shit.
Yep. And there are times I see the point. You know, I've definitely I've been put in check this week by several of my friends.
Yes.
When I get in these weird moods, and I had a friend tell me the other day that I was, you know, not doing what I could be. And he was right. You know, you gotta accept when your friends know, they know what's really going on.
Yes.
But let's talk about what's going on TikTok real quick.
Tell me.
So I don't follow a whole lot of people on there, but two things entertain me. One, it's just a bunch of cats. There's so many cat videos. I mean, am I delusional or is it? It's like,
I mean, I don't really see cats on my shit, but I would believe it.
I wonder if I'm getting catered to then.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like an algorithm that likes.
Did you see like one cat video?
Well, I think when I was going around following some people just to watch their content to see how it grew, I think I followed a couple of accounts that I was like, okay, let me follow this to see. But now it ends up like I get on there. There's like a trucker, like he drives one of those semi trucks across the, it was like, you know, big jovial dude driving a pickup or a semi truck, and he has a kitten.
Aww.
That he travels with.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Because I'm watching it. It got me. It pulled me in.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a freaking baby kitten and a big guy driving his big rig down the highway. He's like, all right, now we're in Louisiana. He called his cat Sketty, as in spaghetti.
Oh. Yo, that's so nice.
It really is.
You can't even imagine.
You can't. Good old Sketty. But the other thing that kind of threw me off and wondering why I got thrown this video content, but there is a girl that just farts.
What?
On TikTok. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think it's her account name is like Fart Girl or whatever.
What the fuck?
She literally just gets on there and goes, like, and just rips ass, like, all day. And it's something intriguing about it. Not sexual, but it is just like, okay.
Real quick.
It's, I mean, it really just shows you can do anything. I think, though, that I think the downfall of these sort of individuals that do these things, I think when you're a gimpy person like us, you might already kind of know where this is going. Meaning, like, for them. Like, this isn't a career move. Right. Like, being gimpy is a career move.
People, like, watch those videos of her farting?
Yes. Thousands. Like, there was a guy on Instagram who got fired. He worked security, right? At a hospital. I think at night. And all he used to do is make Instagram videos of himself farting at work. Because it was like the acoustics were really good, I guess. So it was like really loud and disgusting. I mean, it was entertaining. I admit. Anyway, he got this huge following because of it. And then he got fired. Because somebody that I guess he worked for saw it. I don't know if he should get fired, but
that's so funny.
I mean, I think he's trying to turn that, you know, fart into a career.
Oh, now he is? Since he got fired?
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? So, turn that fart upside down.
Yeah, shit.
I don't know.
That's
crazy.
Like, if you got famous for farting.
Here's what I'm saying, though. How long can you keep that up?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, where do you go from there? That's the only thing that scares me.
Yeah, like, what do you do next?
Right. Like, you're one fart pony, as they say. There's the podcast title.
One fart pony.
Yes. So, and you really are, because, okay, think about it. If your thing is being gimpy, you can only milk the gimpy part for so long.
Exactly.
I always say this, you know this, we talk about it all the time. What is behind it?
Yes.
What's behind the gimpiness? Do you have a skill that everybody can, and by the way, this goes for anyone. It really goes for anyone. Think about, you know, someone who is attractive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay, you can go on your good looks for a while, but what happens when you get older? Or, you know what I mean? What if something does happen? God forbid. You know what I mean? Like, what if you got punched in the face and broke your nose, and now your nose isn't the same, and now your facial symmetry is off? Right, and now it's like, is your career over? You know what I mean? So, you gotta be careful out there, people. Don't just bet everything on that one thing, you know?
Exactly.
It's like us. It's hard being attractive, you know? But then we have the gimpy thing to back it up, and then when that fails, we got the music thing. So,
exactly.
You and I got backups.
We got backups for backups.
So,
and that's
next thing, I'm gonna try the fart thing. I'm kidding.
Oh, shit.
I feel like if I tried the fart thing, that people would try to be really nice and be like, "Oh, he has a bowel problem too."
Yeah, they'd probably feel bad for you.
Yeah, they wouldn't even laugh. I was like, "No, this is funny." Anyway.
Yo, oh shit! Right. It's 5:01. We gotta get it together.
I know. Okay. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
We've had an enlightening conversation about everything on here.
We did.
Where can people keep up with you if they want to hear more from you?
If they want to hear and see more from me, including maybe a fart video, it's not going to happen. You can find me, SimonIlla, everywhere. SimonIlla, yeah. Everywhere on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Black Planet. Two things. We are venturing in new territory. My podcast, Young Ones, is now going to be on Pornhub. I almost couldn't get it out without laughing. It's going to be on Pornhub.com.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah, we're venturing into new territory. And also, everybody can join my community by texting me at 404-737-1662. Enough about me, though. Jay, where can people find you?
You can follow me at Mini Producer. That's on all platforms. Be sure to check me out. I put content daily on there. I'm starting to get back on TikTok. I'm trying to get together. And also, don't forget, you can check us out live at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. And we'll be there. And then Simon, he's on live every night at 11 p.m. for his insomnia sessions. Also, at the time of this recording, I am being interviewed on Tuesday the 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Instagram Live. Nope. So be sure to tune in. I'm being interviewed by Mickey Shiloh from Hard Drive. And Mickey Shiloh is just super dope. If you don't know her, she's a very talented artist, songwriter, entrepreneur, business owner, blah, blah, blah. She's just awesome and fucking dope. She was in 30 Under 30, I think, Forbes, 30 Under 30, whatever. She's fucking fine. So I'll be getting interviewed by her, and I'm pumped about it. But yeah, other than that, I would plug in my girlfriend's podcast from me and Potter T, but she has not had any new episodes yet, and I don't know when that's happening, so I don't want to get y'all's hopes up on what's going down.
Okay. Got you. Okay. Well, anyway, speaking of podcasts, you know, this podcast is brought to you via the Anchor app. We record, edit, and distribute this podcast via the Anchor app. You can go to anchor.fm on your desktop, or just get the Anchor app on your cellular device and make your own podcast that nobody will listen to. And who produces this little thing?
LLC.
That is correct. So, anyway, it's been fun today. Hope everyone's doing well out there. We love y'all in a friend kind of way.
Yes.
And speaking of that, share this with your friends. We no longer have enemies. So just share with everybody. Spread the joy.
All right, y'all. Well, peace out. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.